You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, October 5th show. I am your host, Tina Mitchell.
And I'm your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
We are your local mortgage experts, each week bringing in the best of the best experts in the local arena and everything that has to do with your money. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to connect you with the guests that we have on the show. You can call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, we have Lisa Hawkinson with How to Get Organized LLC, Get Our Own Chaos Test Score. Lisa, thank you so much for coming into studio. I've known you for a little while, but it's taken a little while to get you here.
I'm nice to be here. Thank you
so
for inviting
happy
me.
To have you. And a little bit about Lisa. Lisa's author of Calming Your Chaos has helped businesses and individuals organize and calm the chaos in working and living spaces as well as their lives. Lisa refers to herself as a professional organizer, life navigator. Love that. Her workshops, along with her hands-on coaching in person or by phone, has evolved from her natural genetic bent for others. Lisa is passionate about making a difference in people's lives to decrease stress, improve productivity, and profitability.
Lisa, I feel like I'm setting you up with this question, but if you had to, could you list your home for sale in 30 days without too much stress?
You know, I actually could, and I haven't been able to say that my whole life, but I've learned that is a key question to ask. And after asking an audience that one time, a fellow in his senior years said, that was fabulous. He goes, now I know what to do. So that really has inspired people to get busy and do what they need to do and take care of things so they could move if they had to in 30 days, because life throws you curves.
Yeah, it does. And if you can't pick up and move in 30 days, there's probably some chaos that's happening in the house. And if you have chaos in the house where you live, eat, and raise your family, there's chaos that's happening in all areas of your life, most likely. So, Lisa, what is the chaos test score?
So I have a series of questions I ask to see where people land. Like, If you brought in the house 3 bags of groceries, could you set them down your countertop? And that just seems like, well, that's kind of a stupid question. No, that's normal. Uh-huh. And that just tells you right away, I don't have any room on my countertop.
Yeah.
And I've seen homes where every surface is covered. There are a dozen bags of non-perishable groceries on the floor because there's no room. And I've seen a mother who can't make a smoothie because she can't find the parts to her blender.
Yeah.
Wow. So it just gets down to how are things running in your life, in your home? That's just one of the questions. The other one is, and this is always fun to ask women, if all your clothes are clean tomorrow at noon, would they fit in your closet and your dresser?
Yeah.
I get whiplashes on that. Uh-huh. And one woman said, yeah, I could. She said so confidently. I said, well, how many dressers do you have? Which I've never said before. She goes, 3. And the women around her were just shocked. So I had to say, how many are you allowed to have?
Yeah.
How many more will you have?
Yes. And I bet you do the roll-up things in all of your things in your drawers, correct?
I'm not that big a deal.
Okay.
All right. It's more like need use. That's my theme.
Got it.
What do you need? What do you use?
Love it.
We just get bigger closets. That's what we do.
I got a huge, huge, big closet. I fill every space of it.
Another garage bay with a few more racks. Yeah, I know that story.
But I do have extra 3 bedrooms that have huge closets, and I don't use any of those, so I think I'm good.
That actually stresses me out, Lisa, just talking about it, like the clutterness, like the clutter and all that. Oh, it gives me the heebie-jeebies. Can't do it. No, thanks. What made you want to start coaching, Lisa, others about getting organized?
It's very interesting because I was embarrassed I liked order all my life because my family teased me about it, so I tried to hide it. Someone commented on my slides one day being in order, and I was ashamed, like, oh, Lisa, you're such a doofus, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I was sick for 2 years, literally in bed with a virus, and I could see I was getting well near the end of the 2 years, so I just prayed a simple prayer, and I just said, God, what will I do the rest of my life?
Yeah.
And almost audibly, he said, help people get organized. I went, that's weird, but that'd be fun.
Yeah.
I told my mother-in-law, she goes, oh, Lisa, you'd be so good at that. Write a book. And so I just did. And I couldn't sit up yet at the time because it hurt too much. So I reclining on the couch, and I took out my yellow tablet and started writing the book. And I just said, just do what I do. how arrogant of me. Mm-hmm. And then I saw my first client, and I had to ask her if she saved used Band-Aids. And she looked back, she goes, I'm not that bad.
Uh-huh.
I had never heard of a hoarder or seen a hoarder's home.
Yeah.
She certainly had one.
Huh.
And I worked with her for several years, but I thought, someone like this is never going to read my book, so I just put it away. And about 2014, I just felt inspired to get back to it and do it and finish it. And it was part of a whole big process of overcoming childhood issues, you know, family of origin issues. I felt like I had no self-worth.
Yeah, and, you know, just again, another story of people that are doing what they are meant to do. It comes from a story that got them there. And it's the tragic side that allows you to reach that triumph and share and help other people. And I think there's a lot of people that have a lot of disorganization in their life. Lisa, what about the benefits of what you talk about calming your chaos? Love that.
So I have people recognize that stress impacts their health, their sleep, everything. And they go, okay, I'm really out of whack here. I have inherited my mother's things. You know, I have 7 storage units that I've inherited, and people have just pressed upon me. She goes, and I just said, we need to take care of it. So we just really dive in. So it's your health and your stress, your sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
It's important. It's a big factor.
Yeah, I noticed, I watched like a movie, Minimalist, mm-hmm. and then I realized things are stressful. When you collect things, that's so much stress in your life, and so it feels so good to purge. So I could totally understand how this can improve people's lives significantly on all levels. It's so good that you're doing this. What if I'm in that position and I want to start in my life to make some of these improvements? I'm feeling overwhelmed. Where do I start?
Well, for some people, it's so hard to just get to that starting place. But when they do, they decide to do it. And I try to encourage them to involve their heart in this decision. So if these things are so meaningful to you, it's not that your grandmother and your aunt that you're giving away or throwing out. You'll remember them forever. If you never have those objects, you'll still remember them. And if you think, well, I don't need it or use it, it's taking up so much space, it's impacting the family. If I put it on a shelf in a thrift store mm-hmm. with a mission that aligns with my heart, I'm helping that mission. So this thing that I've been storing for 2 years, 10 years, 20 years on the shelf will sell and help promote saving the lives of pets, the homeless, any number of people, any number of heartfelt events. So get the heart involved.
Yeah, and I love that. And I'm just, you know, thinking is in that process, if take a picture of that sitting mm-hmm. on the shelf and in that store. If you've got baby clothes, take a picture of those baby's clothes packaging up for a mother that doesn't have the money and the resources to buy those. And then put that on a digital to where you can actually go through and just embrace that moment with all of those things anytime you want to.
Mm-hmm.
So important. So let's talk about what you mean by smooth organizer. Makes me want to sing.
It's like it's like the Raisin song, right?
Exactly.
So, you know,
Dee's over there cracking up.
There's life with birthdays and celebrations and vacations. There's school. There's family life. There's grocery shopping and meal planning. And then life throws you a curve and you have a 4-day stay in the hospital and you come home and it's Thanksgiving. How do you do that?
Yeah.
Well, you do it if life's not in huge disarray before you go in.
Yes.
So things are in fairly good order. You have a system for keeping things in order. Things don't just accumulate at random, you know? Clothes stay clean.
Yes.
And so people just don't have routines anymore. They just kind of fly fast and furiously.
And I love that because most of you in studio probably know this. Definitely Keelan does. I mean, everything should be have a routine and a process through that process. So if you feel any mm-hmm. emotional stress attached in your life, it's emotional stress that's attached to something that's not organized at home, or it's an emotional stress that's attached to something that's not organized at business. And once you can get that new routine going, that's going to serve you at a higher level, then everything can change around that.
It's so impactful. People don't realize how much stuff just wears them down.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, you could be more productive, you know, you can save time. So I joke about if you had a nerdy little 13-year-old that just had a stopwatch and talked about how far you walked, how many steps you took because it wasn't necessary, back and forth and back and forth. So I see those things. And if I help people save 10 minutes a day, that's 2 weeks a year.
Yes.
What more could you do? I don't have time for this. I don't have time for that. Well, you know, if you had less stuff and had a place to live. And so I started out helping people organized. I thought that was the key thing, you know,
yeah.
a better organized kitchen. I'm really a whiz at that. And any size, any configuration, it works. But it's more than that. It's your whole life.
Yes.
And so that's where I've kind of merged into professional organizer, life navigator.
Love
so
that.
In talking with people, I can hear why they don't have time for their two-year-old.
Yeah.
Because they've just booked so much in their life.
I'm curious on your take. How do you see this with people with business? Like, how does all this, you know, all these negative effects kind of wash over into other parts of your life?
Oh, that's brilliant. Because I've helped firefighters, fire departments, teachers, realtors. I helped a dental office. The dentist was a bit attached to a lot of things, and she ran out of home in her place in her home to store it. So it stored at work. And so her staff didn't have enough room for their stuff, so it was all out in the receptionist table. So we had to backtrack and tell her she had to take her things out of the office.
Yeah.
They didn't belong there. And then the staff could get things in the proper place in the office, so it impacts the office, the personnel.
Yeah.
And how people use their desk drawers. Like, that drawer is not for your personal wardrobe,
yeah.
you know, a month of supplies. It's for things essential for your office work.
Exactly. I am, like, such an organized person.
Yeah,
but But what about that closet that we have in our office that I have like all kinds of things in that closet that is actually meant for more people? It's not my personal stuff, but it is a lot of things that we actually can get rid of. So I'm going to commit to the team, half of it being here in studio right now, that I'm personally going to clean out that office. So you've inspired me to take a little action there, Lisa. So Lisa, what about some resources that you can provide to our listeners today?
Well, you can email me and get two complimentary chapters of my book, Calming Your Chaos. Mm-hmm. And on my website, I have six really nice little sheets of paper that describe where to stage things. So if you're starting to downsize, a major downsize, and over there's a stash for donate, over there's a stash for sell, this is going to a new place, I have really pretty signs that you can put up. So when the family drops by, how can I help? I say, all right, let me direct you.
Yeah.
Go put that in the for sale pile. And that's really fun. It gets
yeah.
everybody involved, and you don't have to stop and think.
Thank you for providing those resources for our listeners.
You're welcome.
Lisa, any last advice? I mean, we're running out of time here, unfortunately. Any last advice that you'd like to leave for our listeners? Any tools or anything that you feel like would be helpful?
I think decide that you're going to start. You're going to be honest with yourself and aware. Set the timer for 20 minutes and say, for 20 minutes, I'm going to look for what I can easily let go. And then put that in a box or a bag and find your local thrift store and drop it off. And then make that a regular habit every week or two, or at least once a month. And then maybe block more time until you really whittled it down until you could say, yes, I could list the house in 30 days.
Yeah, I love that. Lisa, thank you so much for coming into studio, sharing all your tips to have a less chaos life and to really be able to then take your life to the next level because of that.
Thank you. It was a joy to be here. Thank you.
And this is your host, Tina Mitchell, signing off for the day.
And your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
And we'll be here same time, same place next week, right here at 1150 AM KKNW. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.